So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming from that secret location, well, the Wildwood Convention Center, nice enough to have me and host me when we're down at the shore. Lot breaking, got some great guests coming our way today. Todd Shepard, all-time investigative journalist, just won the 2025 award. You've heard him on the station a lot. He's got a story, St. Joe's. Remember, they bounced this professor for making comments around George Floyd, essentially. It was a George Floyd summer. And they said, well, it was students who were doing this. Just like over at Cheltenham, which, for the record, they can come on anytime. They can call in right now, 855-839-1210. That institution has gone downhill. We talked about them during COVID. Back in the day, when I thought of the five best high schools, something like that in the area, at least public, I thought Cheltenham. I told you about their Hall of Fame because I was in a dunk tank for their Rizzo's Pizza. Had to go in there to get out of clothing and dry down. It was a 50-degree day, and I saw the Netanyahus, the doctor on the heart transplant, Reggie Jackson, people like that. They're not that anymore. They've gone downhill academically tremendously, and now the little kiddos there allegedly want to take Benjamin Netanyahu out of their Hall of Fame. And I think those idiots there might do it. Oh, they know he's a war criminal. TikTok told him he's a war criminal. You ever notice these institutions, when they go downhill academically, what is the thing that goes along with that? They ratchet up their activism. And speaking of challenged, but floating through life, Hunter Biden did another podcast. I mean, maybe the Dom Giordano will get him on someday. you know, we can go to one of his favorite locations.
I don't know how this guy even got him. It's crazy.
In an alleyway in Philadelphia. I don't know the Callahan guy. I don't know if he's left.
Do you want
a little
history on him?
Yeah.
He's very centrist. I would say libertarian, if anything. He does a show called All Gas, or he did a show called All Gas, No Breaks on YouTube, where you'd go to like brony conventions and other conventions and essentially do the convention man on the street type interviews and really dig in and find out what the mindset was behind these individuals. He spun off from All Gas, No Breaks. I think he sold that off and started something new called Channel 5. And he's kind of taken a new spin on it, a little more serious, where he's delved into the drug scene in Kensington. And we actually played clips of Andrew Callahan in the past, particularly when Anthony DiRenzo was producer. He's a big fan of Callahan's, where he talked to the drug kingpins in Kensington. He talked about the role that the cartel plays on the violence and such. But no, he actually got he scored somehow a 3+ hour exclusive interview with Hunter Biden. And man, has it set Twitter ablaze in the past couple hours.
Yeah, I guess part of the reason probably is the drug thing, and that there's some kind of hookup there as far as, well, he chronicles that. Hunter Biden wants to get the word out on that. That's got to be the initial linchpin.
Yeah, I would think
yeah.
So.
But maybe the money here with Hunter Biden, as we hit the 6-month mark, and I'm going to play you Scott Jennings, who, by the way, is all set to do Politics and Pints. This guy works on Sundays, he and his assistant, so we'll tell you about that once everything's finalized. But Jennings yesterday, and I'll play you Hunter Biden first, then Jennings, making the point at the 6-month mark that the Trump base, and I think even beyond the base, does support mass deportation. I told you we were going to come to this point. The media was going to make it that people do not support that. Once you get rid of the, quote, criminals, then nobody else goes. And we made the point, you know, there might be more latitude if Joe Biden didn't lower and allow in incalculable numbers of people so that we're strained beyond belief. And that means there has to be more of an effort to deport. At least I think that's what the logic is. But Hunter Biden on this Callahan show is not seeing any of that. He, and I'll tell you, previewing this, he's looking at it like the country's going to fall apart, meaning this clown has always had someone to pick up his mess. Has Hunter Biden ever worked at anything? I mean, really worked at anything in his life? He got bounced from the military. We know how many people, and what's the allure? How many of these women turned to drugs around him? What's the allure with Hunter Biden? Can anyone answer that? Look, he's a relatively attractive guy, but, you know, that doesn't mean you can get all these women to be experimenting with crack and everything else, does it? There's got to be something there. Are these just the people that kind of gather around the Biden franchise there in Delaware? Maybe it's that. Here's Hunter Biden, though, laying out the illegal immigration issue.
For someone, am I going to be like all these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. You. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your f***ing table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your f***ing garden? Who do you think is here by the f***ing sheer f***ing just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance? And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are the f***ing criminals?
Okay, now, couple of observations. One, in the beginning at least, do you notice the psyche of this guy? Do you notice what we're talking about? How it's everybody that would be in service to him. He gives it away. He gives away the whole deal of these progressive elites or liberal elites or people that latch on to them. I don't think he has any ideology at all. I think he's a dummy. I think Joe Biden's a dummy, of course, but I think that this son's a dummy. My goodness, everything is about what they're going to do for you. Oh, my God.
I have more.
Okay.
Yeah. You want it?
Dan tells me there's a little bit more. We're getting flop sweat already. Thank God this room is heavily air-conditioned here. It's overly air-conditioned. We'll play you a little bit more of him carrying on. And the other part, look, I don't mind you. I don't care what this guy does, although I think he ought to be in jail. That's what I care about. But can you drop the F-bomb every second? Does that enhance your thought pattern, you moron? Here's a little bit more of Hunter Biden.
And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are the f***ing criminals? White men
in America are 45 more times likely to commit a violent crime than an immigrant. And the media says, well, you got David Axelrod and, you know, Rahm Emanuel. So smart Rahm Emanuel. He said, we got to understand that these people are really mad. And these, we got to appeal to these white voters. Rahm, the only people that can appeal to those white voters was Joe Biden, 81 years old. And he got 81 million votes. And he did because not because he appeased their Trumpian sense, but because he challenged it. And he said, you can be an 81-year-old Catholic from Scranton that doesn't understand it, but still has empathy for transgender people and immigrants. And nobody said, oh, Joe Biden's going to turn us into a socialist state, no matter how much they said it. But these guys think that we need to run away from all values in order for us to lead. I say, fuck you. How are we getting those people back from fucking El Salvador? Because I'll tell you what, if I became president in 2 years from now, or 4 years from now, or 3 years from now, I would pick up the phone and call the fucking president of El Salvador and say,
2 years from now, 3 years from now, what kind of math is this?
Or I'm going to fucking invade. It's a fucking crime what they're doing. He's a fucking dictator thug.
Bukele or Trump?
Both.
Okay. All right. 855-839-1210 if you have a pulse. Now, where's the host? I realize in these things, there got to be certain ground rules. You're not going to interrupt him. Where does Hunter Biden get white men or 45 times more likely? If I hear this, how many times have we debunked this? Here's the first debunking. How would we know the likelihood of illegal immigrants committing crime versus people listening right now? I mean, really, no. And the answer is because we don't even know who they are, how many, names, identities, etc. But my guess is they are committing every bit as much or more. And I admit that's an educated guess. Hunter Biden has no clue. None of these people that say that. It's just a talking point they throw out. And look, he's on with a guy, happy to get him. I get that. So he's not going to interrupt every incoherent thought with Hunter Biden. Otherwise, you would never get through 3 hours of hearing anything.
How do you?
So, Dan, is there any more that you think is of note?
They lead off the interview with commentary about Hunter's addiction, and the first question Andrew asks is how Hunter gets crack, and Hunter won't answer it. But
okay, here, yeah, let's hear that.
You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, okay, let's hear a little bit. Yeah.
Time. And crack cocaine, in terms of your physical health, is not as dangerous as the situation that you put yourself in to be able to obtain it.
How do you get crack?
One of the things I don't want to do is give a how-to to any moron like myself that may think that it's a good idea. But
I feel like that's a pretty good question, though. How did Hunter Biden, the son of the president,
score crack? How does one get crack?
The Secret Service, you know, on him all the time.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and guns in trash cans and all these women. So there you go. All righty. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. 6 months in, that's the other side. Go ahead, follow Hunter Biden. Let's say we're going to attack everything that Trump's doing. We're going to attack the people who do believe we need to deport more people. We're going to attack everything the last election was about. Do it. Do it. Now, Rahm Emanuel, as insufferable as he is, that he cited there, is at least more on the right course of what they have to do, even though that appears to be hopeless. Here is Scott Jennings, though, making the point that I would, that's still ongoing, that the interviewer could have made. This is Cut 7's Jennings, I think on CNN, saying the base voted, there's no doubt about it, and they still support it, an aggressive internal, meaning inside the United States, enforcement.
I want to push you in the chest.
I do want to also touch on immigration. That's some, we got some polling on that as well this week. And Scott, Kevin touched on this too, but this new poll shows a majority of Americans think Trump has gone too far when it comes to immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Obviously, we are 6 months in. They are getting, you know, they've had months now to show kind of what they want to do with immigration. How do you think the Trump administration should think about that issue going forward?
Well, there's always two parts of this issue. One was dealing with the border, and just by taking office and changing the attitude of the federal government, the southern border is effectively closed. So that's solved. and that's a good thing. And in the big, beautiful bill, we've now have new investments for ICE and border enforcement, so that part's okay. The messier part was always going to be internal enforcement, deportations. And there was a lot of polling during the election and since that the American people were A-okay with deportations, specifically of violent criminals, but really of mass deportations generally. I do think a lot of narratives have swirled about what they're doing that simply aren't true. But this was always going to be messier because you're dealing with people who are already here, not people who are trying to get here and are being stopped at the border. So, you know, most supporters of the president that I know, most Republicans that I know are perfectly fine with what the administration is doing. They voted for an aggressive internal enforcement here. And so I see no signs that they're going to be slowing down. This is one of the motivating issues that got President Trump into politics in the first place. It got him the Republican nomination in the first place. This is one of the issues why he exists in politics. And so I think it's full speed ahead, polling or no polling.
Chuck.
I agree with all of that. And I think it's a bare majority. It's right around there that do support it. So it's close. It's not like the high numbers on people that are here illegally. Okay. Todd Shepard just won a big investigative reporting award. He is at Broad and Liberty. He's got a follow up on a story. And we had the guy on way back when he got bounced, essentially canceled at St. Joe's because of a tweet. And they said there was a groundswell. There was nothing. It was a tweet criticizing reparations. Instead, Shepard says newly uncovered audio reveals a student journalist at St. Joe's University vowed to get him fired. And that's how it happened. But he's got an update on something Josh Shapiro, too. He's next on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. As I mentioned, Todd Shepherd from Broad and Liberty was on many times, broken all kinds of stories, just got a big award. And he went back to a story that I think is still worth retelling when I saw it over the weekend. And it involved this professor who we had on at St. Joe's. The controversy erupted less than a year after the George Floyd murder. And his name is Menko, Dr. Greg Menko. I think he teaches math. He tweeted out, suppose your great-great-grandfather murdered someone, he tweeted, February 17, 2021. The victim's great-great-grandson knocks on your door, shows you the newspaper clipping from 1905 and demands compensation for you. Your response? Now get this racist reparation blank out of your head for good, he said in the Post. Coming so soon after the Floyd murder, the Post seemed to become a flashpoint, say some. And again, the argument was, well, it's a flashpoint, and what it is it's driven by widespread student disapproval. Then what are you going to do? All these students don't want to go to school with this guy. All right, let's bring in Todd Shepherd. Hey, Todd, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And you talk about
doggedness. You bet, Tom. Glad to be with you.
Why, Todd, follow up on something that far back and this voice recording that people can hear at Broad and Liberty is something amazing. So why go that far back?
Yeah, I think it's, well, first of all, people should know that ultimately you set up the description, the foundation of the controversy very well in that retelling. But then what happens is, Greg Menko had a contract with St. Joe's after this whole thing happened. That first of all, they put him on, they suspended him while they did an investigation. Then that lasted in the summer. When they come back for the fall, he doesn't get his contract renewed. And instead, they make him an adjunct, and that's a pretty big demotion. It may sound like it's not to a lot of people, but it's a so that happens to him. And then when he ultimately sues the university, they fire him at that point. So he's in this lawsuit, and the lawsuit's been going on about 3 years now. I suspect they will go to trial next year, but we're continuing to follow this because I'll just say that I've been covering it for the entire 3 years. And so far from what I've seen, everything that Greg Menko, everything that he alleges in his complaint, the way things unfolded, everything matches up. I haven't seen really anything much that contradicts him. And so if he's right on all of these things, I think he stands an excellent chance of winning this lawsuit. And I would just bring up quickly, I don't know how many people might remember this, but last year, there was a similar case. There was a Philly Starbucks worker who she lost her job in a racial controversy. She ended up suing Starbucks. Her court case was in New Jersey, but I think she was awarded like a $15 million verdict or something.
That's right. Now, Todd, this is one. Let's go back and highlight this. This is one that made international news. I had on then the police chief who originally stormed behind the cops. You had a situation where you had people not buying anything. And they had a policy not using the bathroom because of drugs in the bathroom, et cetera. It was across racial lines. And she was the fall person for this. And you're right. She got a whopping settlement in this.
Right. And I mean, so just based on that and some other civil cases I've covered, I don't want to, I'm not a judge and I'm not a jury, but I think so far he's putting together a pretty good case. So, but this audio that you mentioned, so if people, again, if they go to broadandliberty.com and look for it, or if it's fallen off the front page by now, just Google St. Joe's. But it's a recording between an alumna who had been out of the who had graduated from the university by 1 or 2 years, and she had had Greg Manko as a professor. Now, according to Greg Manko's complaint, she failed his class. I haven't been able to independently verify that, so that's just his allegation in the complaint. But she's talking with a student journalist at the St. Joe's paper, and essentially is saying, you know, this guy did some things in my class that made me feel uncomfortable as a black person. And then and these are like voice texts, so they're not voice mails. You're recording your voice and sending it like a text. The journalist sends a voice message back and says, well, you know, the university hasn't handled this right. I'm really upset with them, but I'm glad you're doing this, and I don't want this guy to work here anymore, so I'm going to get him fired. I'm going to get this guy effing fired, and that's, you know, so it's pretty sense. Now, what's also important here is that there's in the court filings, Manko says this person authored the one and only story in all of the St. Joe's newspaper about his story. And it gets some of the facts wrong. It says students flagged his tweet and made it an issue. Well, that's not technically true. If this voicemail tells the whole story, then it was this one alumna who really got the ball rolling, and possibly another alumna. So it raises a lot of interesting questions about especially how he was treated by the student newspaper.
Well, exactly right. And again, when we hear there's a student uproar over this, I'm always doubtful of that, that they're going to go to the mat on this. I always suspect there's some activist involved, apparently, and this may be another case. We're with Todd Shepard, who just won the Keystone Award, number one investigator. I think he's one of the best nationally that I know of. He's beyond detail, beyond dogged. This is an example. And Todd, we're still following, and one of the reasons that it's so important is the guy is the governor, but he is even Poly Markets, you know, where people are betting on who might be the next candidate. And this over the weekend was for either party. Even with both parties in there, Josh Shapiro ranked 5th or 6th in some that I've seen. He's right there. And he's usually a very careful guy, very skillful politician. But there was this guy, and I interviewed him in person several times, Mike Varib, who was a former legislator, got a big job inside, and there were allegations and maybe some evidence of sexual harassment, et cetera. And there's more developments here because even president of the Senate in Pennsylvania always brings this up, that Shapiro was and is lax on this. What's the new development?
Well, so in 2024, Shapiro was in the Veep stakes. He was finally pressured to saying something additional about what had happened with the Mike Verb allegations. And of course, remember that the government settled with with Verb's accuser for $295,000. But in 2024, Shapiro told the New York Times that he didn't know for many months that the allegations against Verb had happened, which to me, that sounded completely preposterous. So I started pressuring them on that, like, when did he know? So then the spokesman tells me later, well, he didn't know until the settlement negotiations were underway. This is problematic because that means he would have known in July or August, and Verb didn't step down until late September. Why did he stay on that extra time? But the really big development is last month, Philly Magazine did a big profile piece with Shapiro, and he updated this story. He said, well, I didn't know because there was an HR policy that sort of kept the complaint from getting to my level while we did this investigation. So, again, that doesn't really sound plausible to me, if you ask me. So I asked the governor's office. I said, show me this HR policy. And they said they have amended it now so that he can get these kinds of complaints early on. So I said, I want the old one, the way it looked, and I want the new one to include the changes. And they refused to give them to me. So this whole notion that he didn't learn about these allegations against his top deputy, still the timeline doesn't add up in a number of ways. And quite frankly, I just think it's kind of preposterous that an HR policy prevented him from being told.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Todd Shepard with us. Todd, while you're here, Have you ever, speaking of Shapiro, we had on the attorney who's doing a brilliant job, I think, for the Greenberg family, 14 years since their daughter was a suicide, more likely was murdered. And again, Shapiro was the attorney general in this situation, and they have a lot of questions about one of the people that they think potentially was involved in this, is the way I put it. Have you ever investigated the Greenberg case at any place you've worked or anything you've done?
You know, I've been doing some background research on that to try to get familiar with some of this. But actually, I've got a Greenberg story in mind that I've just started some work on. It probably won't come to fruition for a couple of 3 months. I can't say that it really gets into the investigative aspect of, you know, the nuts and bolts of the story. But I did just read the Nancy Grace book about 3 weeks ago. And the number of failures at so many levels of government, it's incredibly, it's stunning, quite honestly. And I would just add very quickly, Dom, I mean, you know, again, people who have heard me on your show, you know, they should know I'm not a native of the Commonwealth. Forgive me for that. I was a reporter in Colorado for 10 years. I didn't cover the original JonBenet murder, but I covered it some. And I can tell you that I used to think that that was the biggest detective mismanagement or malfeasance or just screw up of all times. I mean, I really think the Greenberg case tops it after reading the Nancy Grace book. The number and the consequence of the screw ups, it's jaw dropping and astonishing.
You are the gold standard for me. So I hear what you're saying, and I've interviewed somebody on the JonBenet thing, and it's amazing. But again, the fact, Todd, we had him on recently. Listeners should know that the break was that they found that she was dead when one wound was committed.
Right.
That's the argument. So it's impossible, by any logic that I can see, that she killed herself.
Nothing lines up on that. I mean, not only that amount of evidence that you just described, yes, that's stunning. But, I just described this to my wife the other day on a surface level, just because, you know, she doesn't follow that sort of news closely. And as soon as I told her the basic fact of the matter, her eyes rolled out of her head. She was so incredulous. And so that's stunning evidence, and that's incredibly weighty evidence, but that's just one of 60 things that went wrong. And so it's hard to even line them up and say which of those pieces matters the most when you're talking about a screw up of that size.
Todd, thank you very much. I know you have a jam day. Where do people find the work of Todd Shepard?
BroadandLiberty.com. Please follow us on Twitter, and we love to have people sign up for our email. Please.
What is his protein? I had to send another to someone else. Email. Is it encrypted? Does it go through a secret code when it gets to you to protect everybody?
Oh, Proton Mail. Email service. Yeah. So it's So when you send it, like it, people who lurk out there in the interwebs, you know, they can't intercept it. So it's a great way to, it's a little bit more secure than traditional email. That's all.
All righty. That's what I'll use in the future. Thank you, Todd, very much. Thank you. Great work.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. There's Todd Shepard. And again, this story at St. Joe's, I just think it's not just about St. Joe's and this. And I think Manco, I don't know if he'll get what the woman did at Starbucks. He deserves it. He's been on the show. But it's an example of exactly what we're facing. Now we're hearing it's a student movement. Close to 15% of students over at Cheltenham are demanding that Benjamin Netanyahu be removed from the Hall of Fame there. Who's in the Hall of Fame of your school? I've asked this over the years, and it's wild to hear some of the better ones. I would tell you, Cheltenham has both Netanyahu's, the one who was killed at Entebbe, I believe. They have the second heart transplant doctor, I'll say it that way. They have Reggie Jackson, who was on 5 World Series, among other things. I think he had 536 home runs, something like that. They have a bunch of other people, and they want to take out Netanyahu. And I've been inside, as I said, to get changed during a dunk tank. And you see, they, at least when I was there, they do a good thing. They put up nice pictures of the people that are in the Hall of Fame, and that's what the students are complaining about. How can they walk the halls and see Netanyahu every day? Can you imagine? And why is it when an institution goes downhill academically, it seems to have more of these activists wanting to tear something else down? I'm not sure if the area, what the percentage is now that is Jewish, and there might be some, even if they're Jewish, that attack him, that are much more liberal. For what? For what's going on in Gaza? After October 7th, really? But that's underway. All right, let me give you the side question, and then we'll take your calls. Scott Presler here today, too. You never know who may pop in. We've got several balls going on out there as we speak. 855-839-1210. So, over the weekend, Phil, who does an unbelievable job, he was out here on Friday putting together his music show that's on Saturday nights. And I asked Phil, what was the theme this week? What were you doing? And he reminded me, because, you know, I didn't even mention last week, was it July 16th, 1991? Last week was the day that Frank Rizzo died, heart attack, remember? And that's what, 34 years ago? I think Rizzo would have been around 104.
I'm telling you, get away from me.
There we go. Yes, all time we still play it. So, but it was the anniversary of the moon landing. And I went back and looked up Chappaquiddick to see how that, where that played out and how that dovetailed into it. And it helped Kennedy with the moon landing to get away with it a little bit better. So we've never asked this question on the side question. It's an age-old question. I think people still somewhat say it. They might drop in something else. They can put a man on the moon, but we can't what? You can put a man on the moon, but we can't what? All right, I'll start off. Use our turn signals. They can put a man on the moon, but they can't make a quiet vacuum cleaner. Often people will say, how is it? We got Velcro, we got Tang, we went to the moon, and yet we can't do X, and it's something relatively simple. You know, Henry, do you have one?
I'm still thinking about this. Give me a few minutes.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I got one for you.
All right, go ahead, Dan.
How about we can send a man to the moon, but we can't remediate the traffic on the dang Schuylkill Expressway after all these years, Dom?
Now, wait a minute. See, I put a traffic one in there with the turn signal.
I know you did, because
trying to preempt you.
I know.
And you
know.
Still went down Broadway with another traffic pet peeve.
I know, but
I didn't know you were there. I thought you were in the back room, but okay, there you go.
Can I take a big one off the board?
Yeah, take a big one.
Then? They can send a man to the moon, but we can't find a cure for cancer.
All right, there we go. Oh, conspiracy button hit there. Maybe.
Yeah, big pharma man doesn't want it to happen, I'm telling you.
I'm going to say we can put a man on the moon, but we're not so good. When you have to take a colonoscopy, it's the same process as it was 20 years ago. Come on now, there's got to be a better way, right?
How about a fat-free option that actually tastes good?
There you go. Now that's it, you're cooking. All right, you're off the conspiracy. Now we're back to food, Maha stuff. By the way, over the weekend, Kennedy has won. The dyes will be taken out of Lay's and Tostitos. So there's that. Nothing on the Mexican Coke. And whoever wrote up the tweet for me on the Mexican Coke, that's one of the best tweets I've ever seen. I don't know if it was Henry or Dan or somebody magically got it done. The Mexican Coke.
It was me.
It was you. I'd like to buy the world a Mexican Coke. Yeah. Yes.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke, but make sure it's a Mexican one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that smell I was sniffing, so much better than the dastardly smell of Coke. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless.
Jeez, he missed the show last week. Dom Giordano was sniffing Coke.
There you go. Provided to me by Dan, who ran out to a taco stand. So I didn't know there was one near
Coca-Cola, that is.
Well, didn't run. A brisk walk. Well, a walk.
I took my time.
Something like that. A cab ride, and then the Coke appeared.
A nice casual stroll.
Yeah, you got to check that out on my – that's not on my Twitter. On Talk Radio 1210 on Twitter, it is a good one. Todd Shepard, though, is unbelievable resource. And St. Joe's, come on. It's a similar thing. Cheltenham, they're shameless. We saw that during COVID. I've seen academically what they're involved in. They're not the best and the brightest that they used to be, and they want to take out one of the best and the brightest, Benjamin Netanyahu. Who would they – you know what I'd love to go over and interview the kiddos at Cheltenham and ask, well, if they took him out, who would they replace him with? Who would they put into the Hall of Fame? Some TikTok guy, some I'm trying to think of – oh, Mondani maybe. Well, he didn't go there. That doesn't matter. Who went to Cheltenham that's a radical on the left? Maybe they should take out Reggie Jackson. He's made a lot of very provocative statements, even though I agree with them. I think he said hitting was better than sex. Uh-oh. That's got to come out of there. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Dom time from the shore. A couple of things. We don't have the date yet that's firmed up, but as soon as I do, I know it's in August, probably a couple in August at Mulligan's. Ray Dittinger coming on the show tomorrow. If I could get him down to Mulligan's, I have to drive him down. I'd like to honor Ray Dittinger. He's coming on to talk about the start of football season. And we've never had a chance to do that. We wanted to, but with his work then, pretty hard to get down to Mulligan, so he would just be on the phone. And a place that I like eating in Wildwood, La Cucina, Joey M., storied career, Sinatra, the whole thing. Roe and I were there last night. Told me this year that Wildwood is honoring Tony Orlando. And Tony Orlando is a very friendly guy to cops, benefits, police, military, that type of stuff. So there's a shot, if the dates line up, Wildwood's going to honor him toward the end of August to get him over to Mulligan's. And just a storied career. He apparently started in the Rainbow Room, which I'm not even sure if it's still there. It's gone through several iterations in Wildwood when he was 15. So we're working on this. We're working on some great people for the next chance when we get together. Now, I put up on Twitter my Sunday message to the media and got a lot of positive response, a lot of people killing me on it, that what Tulsi Gabbard is alleging is certainly has more weight, if true, than even the Epstein files. And of course, I was in the forefront last week. We brought you people like Jeff and Drew, who I think was really in service to the president by saying, we got to get to the bottom of this. We need more information, right? You remember that. And of course, what Epstein involved in, or at least Maxwell convicted of, and Epstein, is egregious beyond belief. But the point I was trying to make is the media going to cover what Tulsi Gabbard has put out, the allegation that they didn't like what the intelligence was telling them prior to the election in 2016 and even post the election, and they cooked up this elaborate, based on false intelligence reports, that Trump was a creature of the Russians. Now, here is more than Gabbard, and I'll play her in a moment. Here's Representative Byron Donalds. I really hope this guy becomes governor, as you know. We've had him on, interviewed him when I was in the spin room way back during the election. He lays out what this is about, the involvement of Obama, Brennan, Clapper, this Lisa Monaco seems to be a linchpin, who was the deputy in the Justice Department. Listen to what Byron Donalds says this is all about and why it's important.
How was it that this cabal of senior people in the Obama White House was able to convince so many people of this lie when they had no evidence whatsoever of it?
Well, they got away with it because once they leaked these false narratives and false reports, you had big media organizations who just went lock, stock, and barrel, did not fact check, did not go and do the extra work, did not do any due diligence whatsoever. They just followed and towed the company line. And then you have the deep careers in the intelligence community who either they were afraid of being fired or having their clearances revoked, or B, were so concerned about a Donald Trump presidency that they felt it was okay to concoct false information into the American people, into the body politic. So Anna is completely correct. There need to be arrests on this matter. People need to go to jail on this because this is about the republic. This is not about one president. It is about the presidency and the continuation of our country.
Absolutely. We'll play a little bit more of Tulsi Gabbard with this. Of course, the argument is she's just doing that to deflect from Epstein. Well, I don't know about that. The media is not covering this that much anyhow. They just want to dismiss it. There's ample documents here, and there are ample people with a motive on this stuff that we've seen play out. I've joked about this. Remember the classic, the stuff that was put out, and this was Russian propaganda, that they wanted to have a meeting, miners for Trump, like coal miners for Trump, and have it at Marconi Plaza. Yeah, down there, the Columbus statue in South Philly. The miners for Trump are going to be meeting. Just preposterous stuff. So was there some of this tried? We know that they probably bought time on Facebook, $30,000. Minuscule. This report was actually saying they were heavily involved. They were inside this. They've got traction. And essentially, that's what put Trump over the top. That's not what put Trump over the top. The country, read The Great Revolt, Selena Zito, and take a look at Hillary Clinton. And that's why we had President Trump in 2016. All right, I'm coming to your calls. Got a couple things going on, including we can put a man on the moon, but, and you heard Dan's, he's loaded with them today. We want yours. Get your name into the hat now. Only 2 days this week from here, from the shore. I'll be off the rest of the week. So if you get your name into the hat today or tomorrow, you can be the winner with the drawing tomorrow. Okay? On these short weeks, you got a much better chance. So it ought to be really competitive today and tomorrow. 855-839-1210. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive adds, and so much more. To order, just call them. 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you. RES-Q.com. Do it today. Hey, do that. Dom Giordano here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. Side question today. We put a man on the moon. Stop the conspiracies, right? Phil did a great job with that theme over the weekend on his music show. And I'm asking, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't seem to what? David in Lexington. Hey, David, good afternoon. What can't we do?
I'll tell you what. We can put a man on the moon, but we cannot get wives to decide where to eat dinner.
Yes, and down here is that biggest occasion we have of the year. You know, we go out a few nights, many nights a week down here at the shore, David.
Yeah.
And we have a list of our top 10, but,
right.
You know, I suggest a dartboard. We just throw a dart wherever it lands. That's where we're going.
That's a good way of doing it. But, yeah, they cannot decide. Never happen.
That is a very good one. So, David, while you're here, what do you think of what Tulsi Gabbard has revealed?
He's gone.
Oh, okay. Thanks, David. 855-839-1210. Let's go to, we got a special guest coming up, so I'll go in the next hour. More calls coming up here. Wouldn't be fair. I have to cut you at this point. Also, story today, the Tulsi Gabbard thing tells us one thing. A story today at the Federalist, after colluding with the National School Board Association. Do you remember this? It is one of the most outrageous things that we've seen. The Biden administration got them to produce a letter calling for a crackdown on parents who just were concerned and wanted to speak up at school board meetings. Biden DOJ officials rushed to draft a memo to weaponize the federal government against those parents. Email show. I'll give you that. We'll talk with the people here at the Wildwood Convention. Boy, they got a lot of great stuff going on. And we'll take your calls on the side question and everything else. Big 1 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.